my banjo song. For when the night is long, this is my banjo song. For when my heart is long, bedside books for when I cannot sleep. Sing a sad song for me. Hotel 3 and John Connolly's he. My comfort films for when my eyes get too tired to read. Coming to America, Apocalypse Now, Goodfellas, Casino, Jaws, Trading Places, The Shining, and Benji. This is my collection of old clocks. The presence comforts me. I collected them from all around the world. Their styles vary. Grandfather clocks, to mantle clocks, to alarm clocks, to banjo style clocks. My favorite is a pastel blue banjo clock that I bought in Tennessee. This is my banjo song. There is nothing wrong. Comfort you when everything is feeling all wrong. I was walking down Canal Street, minding my own, when a derelict kid walked by me and said, "You should try smiling more." The town was so ghost towny and hardly anybody was out. To mothers, there was no line because New Year's was over and the tourists had left town. Then I stopped by Starbucks and asked a girl who was in front of me ordering a latte, "Why do you think it's so quiet out?" She said, "I think because of the Saints game." I said, "I don't follow football." She said, "Yeah, I'm the same." Those were my social interactions of the day. And then from my peaceful living room, I looked out at the Garden District view. And listened to this piece of music. Thinking, does this next part need words too? I don't understand the game of football, but they keep showing people's faces on the news with expressions that look like they just found out a nuclear missile had been launched and the world's gonna be annihilated. Their puppy just got hit by a car, that they came home to their houses up in flames. But all that happened was the Saints lost a game. I know it's a shame, I know it's a shame, I know it's a shame. But New Orleans has so much to be proud of. I have to say. Louis Armstrong, Fats Domino, and the chicory coffee, and beignets, and the Hotel Monteleone, and Lake Pontchartrain, and Aaron Neville, and Kermit Ruffins, and gumbo, and crawfish etouffee, and Phil Anselmo, and Lil Wayne. Christmas were very surreal for me. I was in Buffalo, and other than playing a show there once and going through there to see Niagara Falls a few times when I was a kid. I hadn't spent that much time in Buffalo, and to me, Buffalo was an interesting mix. Or maybe Cleveland, maybe Toronto, which would make sense. I think that Buffalo is somewhere in between Toronto and Cleveland, Ohio. And there are black people there like in Cleveland, and that makes me comfortable. Not like in Missoula, Montana, where it's as white as the Jimmy Stewart Christmas movie. The houses in the neighborhoods have a cozy glow, and some have crystal-shaped windows, and the cars along the roads are covered in snow. And I jumped up on a gate that I saw in an alley near the studio where I was working, and I was taking a photo of a very Christmassy view of an apartment building. A guy pulled up slow in an SUV, rolled his passenger seat window down and said, "Sir, can I help you with anything?" I said, "Thank you, but I'm just taking photos for a friend who's never seen snow." He said, "Yeah, how's that?" I said, "Well, she doesn't travel a lot. She lives in San Francisco." And he said, "Well, what are you doing here in Buffalo?" "Well, I'm working across the street at the Goo Goo Dolls studio." He said, "Ah, yeah, the Goo Goo Dolls studio. I did some renovation work in there years ago." I said, "Yeah, it's kept up really nice. It's totally beautiful." He said, "You really gotta try such and such place. They've got the best buffalo wings." I said, "I leave tomorrow, my clothes are already smelling like buffalo wings, but I appreciate the suggestion, but my stomach is buffalo winged out. But I'll be sure to try the place you mentioned next time I'm in town." I jumped down from the gate and I said, "Sir, I gotta go. Buffalo is really nice and I enjoyed this pleasantry. Where I'm heading tomorrow, you'd never pull up slow on someone like you just did in an SUV in an alley and roll down your window and start talking to a stranger when someone is doing something fairly suspicious looking." He said, "Yeah, why is that?" I said, "Because some people aren't so nice in this world, and where I'm going, you could end up with a bullet in your neck." He looked at me startled, and I could tell he thought, "Jesus, our conversation was nice. I didn't expect it to end like that." Then I put the camera in my pocket and I walked carefully across the icy street. Before I left, Nathan got a stomach bug that knocked him on his ass. He's the most resilient person I've ever met, and I've never seen him that sick. He said, "Mark, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've never felt this sick before," and he was clenching his ribs. I said, "Well, let's get the fuck out of here then. I'm too feeling like complete shit. My back is killing me and I've slept maybe 3 hours a night for the last week. It's December 22nd, it's midnight, so let's give ourselves a break." Nathan's kid's birthday is soon, December 24th. My friend Aaron's birthday is also soon, December 24th. And I love it when friends' birthdays fall on holidays because it makes it so easy to remember them. Carol and I went to Ponchatoula today, antique shopping. I love looking at the swamps between New Orleans and Ponchatoula, but sometimes I think about how bad it would suck to live back in the swamps if you were an abused kid. Stuck back there in the swamps, not knowing there's other things out there in the planet. I'm not trying to suggest that kids growing up in swamps are abused. I'm just saying the thought crossed my mind. Dark thoughts cross everybody's minds, depending on their life experiences. I mean, I don't have to tell you about Ponchatoula and its reputation. The first season of True Detective is based on things that happened there, if I'm not mistaken. There's a town between New Orleans and Ponchatoula called Manchac. And there's a house you see there from the bridge that crosses over the water that makes me think of the dueling banjo scene in Deliverance.